Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Ayin Beis. We are holding the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Omid Beis, and this is the final Mishnah dealing with Hilchos Ben Soirer Umoira in our Perek. Bosh state in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is pretty straightforward. We've already learned this before. Ben Soirer Umoira Nidan Al Shem Soifoi. He didn't do something which was so egregious that he should get skila. All he did was he stole some money, bought some meat and some wine, ate it and drank it. Boom! Parents say he is up to no good. Take him to Bezin and we give him skila. That's because not that what he did so now is so terrible. Hashem Soifai, they see that he's destined to be a big bandit. Continues the Mishnah, and therefore Yomus Zakai, we prefer that he die when he is still. Yeah. V'yal Yomus Chayiv, he should rather go and die when he is still innocent, in the sense that he did only petty cash types of crimes, as opposed to being a Groysen bandit, a terrorist that goes and kills and does other horrible stuff.
Didn't they have that with Ishmael, where the angels...
The Gemara, everybody asks that question. Why, but were there? Did it say Basher Husham? There are a lot of different answers, but our Gemara doesn't address it, and continues the Mishnah, Shemis Osun Shor Rishoyim Hanol Lehen Vanol Le'olim. So the Mishnah from here till the end of the Mishnah tells us, if you will, kind of Divri Musar. And it's saying that when a Russia passes away, Hanol Lehen, it's good for them and it's good for the world. Why? Because they're not going to cause any more trouble. They're now dead. On the other hand, Letzadikim, if Chas V'Shalom, a Tzadik passes away, Ra Lehen, it's bad for them, V'Ra Lo'olim, it's bad for the world. Why is it bad for them, for the world? Because they don't have the opportunity anymore to go and learn Torah, to do mitzvahs and masim toivim, which would go and bring a certain degree of havagona protection to the world. Yes, Robert?
Why do we give him the most chamor of all the arba mitzvahs if he didn't do yet anything? Which that we eliminate him because of his soul, we could have given him chenek, which is the largest and not the most chamor that is sekila.
It's a very good question. I have no answer. The easy answer is gzeir sakosif. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu do that? Chveis nisht. But bottom line is, he gets skila. But the good news is, as you remember yesterday, the Gemara says, "Lehoyiv leyev leynivra." It never happened. It never will happen. Nor droish v'kabbas chay.
Unless you ask a certain rabbi,
Rabbi Yonason. But remember that Rabbeinu Bechaya says he wasn't a real Ben Tzeira Moira. He only got the name like Hashem gets a Ben Tzeira Moira, but he wasn't a real bona fide. Because according to at least Rabbi Yehuda, to become a Ben Tzeira Moira, the father and the mother have to be exactly the same bekal. And remember we said in the Bach, they can't be the same Mikol, because if he has a feminine voice or she has a masculine voice, they can't have a child. Anyway, but getting back to our Mishnah. Since we spoke about Misa, now we're going to talk about Yayin Vishina. Yayin means drinking. Shina means going to sleep. When the Rishoyim are totally intoxicated and they can't do anything, and or when they are sleeping, that's the best azach because they can't cause trouble. When they're up and they are not totally shikr, then unfortunately they can cause a lot of trouble. Well, that tzaddikim is the other way around. If they become totally shikr and or they're asleep, they can't do mitzvahs then. No good. Pezul rishayim. The rishayim should be scattered and spread out. Hanol lehem nolod. That's good. They shouldn't be together in one room to go and try to work out terrible things against the world. It's good that they should be spread. And that's by the Tor HaFloga, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, spread them all out over the world, they shouldn't be congregated together. If they are dispersed, that's not good. Rather, they should be together, so that you should be able to work out more Divrei Torah, more Masim Toivim, etc. If you have Rishoyim getting together in an assembly, no good. What do you think they're going to do at that Kinus? They're going to try to figure out other plans and plots against the Jewish people, as well against mankind generally. So it's not good. But tzaddikim, hanolem, hanolem, tzaddikim get together in one place, that's wonderful. Sheket l'rishoyim, ra lehen v'ra le'olem. When it's sheket, when it's quiet, peaceful in the world, that's not good for rishoyim. Why is not? Because they want to go and cause trouble and havoc, and now when things are sheket, they're not on the run, they are now in tranquility, so they have time on their hands to try to figure out terrible plots and plans for the world. The tzaddikim, when it's nice and quiet, they don't have to run away from crusades and pogroms and other tzuris. Baruch Hashem is a shah still. So that's great, because then they can learn Torah, and they can do mitzvahs without any hindrance. Zok Tigmar, Tanya, Rabbi Yitzchak Lili Oimer, Baruch Meisha, Ochel Zer, Tati Bar Masa, Bishos Hatzi Loi Yain, Oi Talki, Omer Torah, Yitzel Bezen Li, Sokel. And you'll see that this brisa that we're quoting now is almost word for word our Mishnah. What is Muslim Yitzchak Lili? Because this youngster, he's only 13 years old, so he stole some money, he ate some basa, he drank some yain, because of that, we give him skila. And the Gia Torah, the Seif Dato Shal Ben Tzeru Moira, the Torah is already looking futuristically and saying, Soif Megamer Nichsei Oviv. Megamer, says Rashi, means he's Mechala. If he keeps on stealing from his father day after day after day to be able to go and buy this meat and this wine, because unfortunately he's an alcoholic for the wine and he's a glutton for the meat and he can't control his impulses, his Yetzer Hara, he's going to be Megamer. He's going to go and end the Nechsei Oviv, because the father won't have any money left at the end of the day or the end of the week. He's going to steal everything. Umavakish Lemuda. Lemuda means, says Rashi, means that he is used to. He needs that money desperately, just like a drug addict needs that drug, and you can try to talk to him and say, come on, you can work it out for one day. He needs it. He's an alcoholic, he's an addict. Unfortunately, that's what's going on with this. And Tzoy Ramayra, he's become addicted to the meat and to the wine, and there's no way of stopping him. So what happens if Mavakish Lemuda Ve'enim might say, if he goes for the 18th time into his father's room and under the mattress and into the safe and there's no money left, what is he going to do? He's an addict. The Yoitzel brushes drachams, he's going to go out into the street. Umalasim esabrias, he's going to take a gun and he's going to start going and demanding money from people and stealing. Amritayra yom ezakim yom ezchayim. The best thing is to end this fellow's life prematurely. Shom yisashem, sheh yisashem shom rishayim, hanol lehem hanol le'olam. L'tzadikim ra lehem ra le'olam. That a rasha dies, that's a tremendous simcha. When the tzaddik dies, that's a terrible, terrible thing, because he can no longer continue doing limud ha-Torah and masim toivim. And similarly, shina v'yayin, going to sleep and becoming drunk. That's good. Once the rush is totally drunk and he can't even open his mouth anymore because he's saying, or he's sleeping, that's the best time for the world. The tzaddikim chasim shomim, the other way around. And a tzaddik becomes drunk, or he's sleeping, because we don't get the benefit of his Torah. Sheket, if it's quiet outside in the world, because now it gives them opportunity to go and put together terrible plots against the Yidden. That's a gewaltige time, because then, if it's nice and quiet, they have time to learn Torah and mitzvahs without being gestert, without being no interference. Spread them out all over the world, like some people I can think of in Gaza, be good to go and spread them all out, except unfortunately they're going to cause terrorist acts throughout the whole world, but at least Eretz Yisrael would be quiet. So it's good to get rid of them by spreading them all out. But tzaddikim ra'alem ra'alem, it's better that tzaddikim should be together in one place, to be able to come learn Torah together, to be able to do mitzvahs and mechazik to oilam, etc. And with this we've concluded Ben Tzoyra Moira, and we go on to something related. In which way is it related? The Mishnah begins the same way. We said Ben Tzoyra Moira Nidan Al Shem Soifai. Same thing that Boba Machteris Nidan Al Shem Soifai. What does that mean? Boba Machteris means a ganef who is going in the middle of the night tunneling under somebody else's house to go and make a major nocturnal burglary. He wants to burglarize the house at night. Nobody sees. He wants to go and steal everything. What's going to happen if the balabus of the house wakes up in the middle of the night and he hears somebody is digging and tunneling and is trying to break into his home? He says, I know why he wants to come. He didn't come because he had a shayla on a toisvis in the Masechta Sanhedrin and he wants to discuss it with me and he can't wait till the morning. For that, he would have waited. Or at least he would have knocked at the front door. He wouldn't be tunneling under. I know what he's coming. He wants to steal from me. Well, I'm going to go and teach him a lesson. And he goes and he has guns in his hand, ready to go and shoot the guy as soon as he breaks through into his house. And the ganef knows that that is the normal tendency of an individual. That's the normal impulse. When you hear somebody's about to steal, you're not going to go and say, sure, come on in, be covered, you know, it's all yours, take whatever you want. You're going to try to go and put up a fight. So the Ganef knows that. He knows that the fight might be a deadly fight. Maybe the Balabus has a gun, he's going to go bang, bang. So he too, the Ganef, is preparing himself in advance that he's going to go and shoot the Balabus, yes, if necessary. And therefore, that being the case, we have a rule, just like in English, you have the Indian of
stand your ground,
or actually self-defense. And self-defense doesn't only mean defensive measures, but also offensive measures, so that you don't have to wait for the other guy to shoot you and then you shoot him back. You're allowed to go and go on the offensive for self-defense. Here too, you're allowed to go on the defensive and you're allowed to go and shoot that Ganav b'machteret. We'll see Mitzvah in the Mishnah in another line. There's only one exception to the rule. That exception to the rule is if you recognize the Ganav and you know that this Ganav would never shoot you, such as a father and son. The father is the one that never, he is so poor, he is tunneling under his son's property to be able to burglarize him. And then afterwards, if the son were to come and say, hey, what are you stealing from me, Tati? You're not allowed to do that. The father would not go and shoot him because the Rachmei Ho'av Al HaBen, then the Ben has no right to go and shoot first in self-defense because he knows the father's not going to go and shoot him. That's the only exception, which we're going to talk about in another moment. So just like with the Ben Tzoyra Moira, need an Al-Shem Soifa, here too, from Machteris, even though he hasn't killed anybody yet, but Al-Shem Soifa, I know what his intentions are, that if somebody puts up a challenge or a fight, he's going to go and shoot. If I'm allowed to go and shoot him,
he's considered a dead man walking.
Very good. In fact, Imura uses that expression on the Gomer days about this Gabra Ketila. We're going to see that. Now the second, the Sefer. What happens if this person, the Ganef, is going to Machteres? He's in that tunnel. And Vishibra Sachovius. Baruch Hashem, nobody killed him and he didn't kill anybody else. And the reason is, as the Mishnah will say in a moment, that Im Yesh Loi Domin. Yeshlo Dama means that he is a father where the son has no right to go and shoot him because he knows that the father will have rachmanis on him. Why does the Mishnah use this interesting term in Yeshlo Damim, or as the Mishnah continues in Ein Lo Damim? These are really quotes from the psukim in Parshas Mishpatim, which we just laid. If you look at the Torah Ora Shalem, he truncates the two psukim together. In Mamachteres, if you find Machteres, not that you find after the fact, but you hear and see that a Ganef is coming in Machteres, Vahuka, and you go and hit him first, Vameis, and he dies, Ein Loi Damim, you have nothing to worry about, you cannot be taken into Bezin for killing someone, because he had every right to go and kill him. The Gemara calls it on the Amid Beis, he's the Mechina of a Roidev. Roidev means that if somebody's running after someone else to go and kill him, not only can the victim shoot to kill the Roidev, even a third party can go and say, hey, don't do that, you're not allowed to. And if he continues running after him, you're allowed to go and kill him. So that is the din of a normal Bamba Machteris, that the Balabas is allowed to go and shoot him to kill, no problem. However, says the Pasuk, and now the Pasuk is speaking somewhat poetically, Im Zorch HaShemesh Olav, what happens if the sun begins to shine on him? The Parshim Shot means that it's already daybreak. This person, this Ganef, was going Machteres in the middle of the night, and now it's the morning. However, Chazal learned the Pshat and Pasuk, and it's crystal clear to him that this Ganef of Machteres did not come for shooting, but only for money. Therefore, in such a case, Domim Loi means he retains his right to live with his dam, with his blood. Don't shoot him, because it's crystal clear he did not come from nefashis. He only came from mamonis. Shalom yishalim, im ein lo, even igmar yis wasser. So he becomes like a regular ganef. He doesn't have the din of a roidif or b'mama machteres, because it's crystal clear, like a father and a son, that he has rachmanis. He's never going to go and shoot. So you have no right to go and shoot him.
Doesn't matter if it's armed or not armed. If it's somebody you don't know that is going to come to kill you, you don't know if he's armed.
You don't know that he's armed tonight. It's the middle of the night. There are no lights, anything. You just hear somebody tunneling through your house. And now the Balabas says, oy, 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 this person comes to take all my money away. I'm going to go and shoot him. I'm going to go and stab him. I'm not going to allow this to happen. then God knows that that's going to be the natural
foreseeable
for the foreseeable result of what his actions are, and therefore he has prepared himself in advance. Even if I don't see a gun, I can assume that he has one in his pocket, or that he has a knife somewhere, or a razor blade. He's going to go and chas v'shalom kill him. Therefore, you have the right to go and kill the other guy, unless you go and shine the flashlight and you say, Tati, if you wanted to go and learn together the daf, you know, you didn't have to come in the middle of the night. You could have learned it tomorrow morning, or we could have scheduled an appointment.
You asked me for the check.
Anyway, so the point is, if he knows crystal clear, yesh lo damim, then he has no right to go and kill. Now our Mishnah tells us another result. In other words, the difference between yesh lo damim or ein lo damim, meaning the difference between a regular bomba machteris or a father figure, it's crystal clear whether you're allowed to go and kill the guy or not. But the Mishnah now introduces yet another halacha lemaisa, another nafkimina, and that is what happens if that gan of shibir sachavis. As he is stealing, guess what? He tripped over something, or he picked up a chavis and it fell down, and now it broke. Does he have to go and pay for that damage? We talk about a ganav that Baruch Hashem survived. He didn't shoot the balabas. The balabas didn't shoot him. But there is the damage to the kli. Does he have to pay for that? So, Kamisha, in yesh lo damim, Rashi says in yesh lo damim means that he had the right to continue to live, and the balabas had no right to go and shoot him, because it's talking about av al haben. In such a case, then he's chayiv. Then he has to go and pay for the damage to the chavis. In ein lo damim, however, if he's your normal standard type of baba machteres, where he deserves to go and die, you can shoot him lichat chila, even though you didn't, he's potter. He doesn't have to go and pay for the chavis. Why do they have to go and pay for the chavis? So says Rashi, because it's ke'en the din of kamle bedrabine. Normally we think of kamle bedrabine in connection with Mises Bezin, but it doesn't have to be. Even in a case where the person is not going to get Misa, like Chayove Misois Shoyigin, which is Tanud Vecheskia, Rashi says we paskin like the Tanud Vecheskia, Chayove Misa Shoyigin. What means Chayove Misa Shoyigin? Somebody did something without Hasra and didn't realize that what he's doing is criminal, but therefore it was a Shoyig, so he's not going to go and get a Chayove Misa. Nevertheless, he doesn't have to go and pay Mamoin, even though he doesn't get Misa. So what would be a case? We're going to have a good case, for instance, later on in the Gemara. What happens if you have a ganav that went and stole something on Shabbos? Let's assume he didn't know that it was Shabbos. Big deal, you know. If you're stealing something,
ganav or Shabbos.
Yeah. Anyway, he didn't know that it was Shabbos. So what did he do? He took this out of the balabas's house, and he was moitzi merishus l'rishus on Shabbos. We're going to have the Gemara shortly. That's a case where the ganeva and the Isra Shabbos came together b'idna at the same moment. You can only be mechayv one of the two oinshim, either the oinish that he's mechal Shabbos, or the case of stealing the goods. But what happens if he didn't know that it was Shabbos? He thought it was Sunday. Shabbos, I wouldn't have done Shabbos, I'd be in besmedish, I wouldn't be going stealing on Shabbos. So that's what we call chayav misa shoygin, that in fact he's a shoygay, the Bezin cannot go and execute him, but nevertheless, he's still going to be potter on the mamai. Now, normally the concept of kamen rabbeinu means you can't, it's like in English, double jeopardy. You can't give him two punishments, you only give him one. Which one? You give him the bigger one. You're going to give him the misa, and he doesn't have to pay the tashlum. This halacha of Tanu Bechizkiah, of chayav misa shoygin, is telling you that the kamen rabbeinu is not because the person is getting the bigger einish, and therefore he's potter from the smaller einish. But rather, what he's saying is that the Torah says that any time you are over an aveira, which were you to get, were it to be mezid, you would get misa. In such a case, the Torah says you're exempt from the second form of tashlumin. So even though this person did a bishayi, and therefore he's not going to get misa, nevertheless he's potter from tashlumin. So now the Gemara or our Mishnah is extending this one step further. Not only in the case of Beis Din, but also in any case where the Torah permits you to use self-defensive measures to go and kill somebody. So you now become, so to speak, like the Beis Din for that moment when that person is being Boba Machteris and he's trying to go and, number one, to steal, but number two, as a backup plan to go and Chas V'Shalom shoot you. We're not talking about an Av, we're talking about somebody else. So therefore you have the right to go and shoot him. Ah, so therefore it's like a Kamid Ramine situation. He was deserving of, and he could have been, and he should have been shot and killed. Lamasi, he wasn't. But now if he damaged property en route whilst he's doing it, what's it in? Then he is potter, like any Kamid Ramine, that you were could have gotten the bigger oinish, you're potter from the smaller oinish. I think Mor is going to discuss this in much greater detail. Omer Rav, my time with the Machteris. What's the reason why Machteris need an al shem soifoy that you're allowed to go and shoot to kill? After all, he didn't kill anybody. The person, the balabas of the house, he's the one that shot first. What right do you have to go and shoot somebody? Says he more very simple. Chazaka ein on the mamid atzmei al mamaynai. When a person sees that someone is stealing his money, he doesn't say, kumarain, ya moit, I give you a kibbutz, yes, you can go first, and the second ganef, you go second. Nah, nah, nah. V'hai meima omar, the ganef says to himself, I azilna, if I go into the house, koil apoi, he's going to stand up to challenge and to confront me, v'leishovikli, he's not going to go and allow me to go and steal. V'koil apoi, katilnalei, since my purpose of here in stealing is to get the cash, to get the money, to get the jewelry, if he's going to go and confront me, I'm going to go and shoot him to get him out of the way. If somebody comes to go and kill you, you have a right to be offensive as a means of self-defense.
Preempt.
To preempt. Very good. Preempt. So that's what our mission is telling you. Because I know what he has in mind and I know what the outcome is going to be if you're not going to go and shoot to kill before he kills you. Okay, now we have the halacha of Rav. The halacha of Rav is similar to, but different from the second case of our Mishnah. In the second case of our Mishnah, we distinguish between em yesh leidomim and ein leidomim, whether he has to go and pay for the damage to a broken chavis. Rav is talking about a situation where the Bava Machteres lived, he was not shot, he didn't kill anybody, but instead of breaking kelim, he stole the kelim. In other words, he was successful in his Bava Machteres activities. So Bava Machteres, Venotel Kalim, and he took Kalim away, and those Kalim are now present in the Ganef's house. The Yotza, and Vyotza means that he was able to Vyotza Notel Kalim, he took Kalim from the house and he left, and he gemachta plata, and he ran home, and he has all of those Kalim now. The question is, when the police find this Ganef, we can no longer kill him because he was only a Ganef. He didn't shoot anybody, nobody shot him, so he's exempt from Misa. However, the Balabas could have shot him had he wanted to, because that's the din of Machteris, that you're allowed to go and shoot, to go and kill the Ganef. Eloi Domim, exactly. You have that right to go and do that. But we didn't exercise the right. Maybe the person fell asleep, or maybe the person wasn't told he was in Florida, so therefore he didn't go and shoot him, and the Bava Machteres got home and he took the kelim. The question is, does he have to return the kelim? Says Rav Potter, he can keep the kelim. Why?
Rewarding somebody.
For yeah, but he's going to have to pay kefil. I'm sorry?
A thief has to pay
kefil. He should have to pay kefil. And we don't even tell him to return the kelim. He can keep it. He doesn't have to return it. He doesn't have to pay.
It's incentivizing.
Exactly. It's very hard to
It's like in San Francisco. They won't prosecute up to
$950.
And here in New York, I think it's $100, right? That's why everybody is.
I don't know, they stole my bike and they caught the guy, they
didn't do anything. You should go and call the Trump and he'll get him he'll get him thrown out of the country because he's probably an illegal migrant. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, he's potter. My time was he potter? Because Bidomim Kononu. Bidom means that with his own blood he was coined. Meaning that since he came with Mesiris Nefesh, this Bava Machteres, he could have been killed. Had he been killed, he would have gotten therefore the higher oinish of Misa, come the Ramine, therefore he doesn't have to go and pay the smaller Tashlumen of returning the king. Now, this is, of course, a difficult concept, and Omer Rava, Rava said, Mistavar, Nutzah the Rav is a Sheber. It's a lesson. Probably Rav is talking about a situation where he took the Kalim and he broke them, either by accident or on purpose, either en route or when he got home. They are now dead Kalim, Misha Sheber. You don't have to go and pay for those broken Kalim. Of course, of the coming rabbine type of thought. Approach. Avol notel. Loi. Notel means if he just took the kelim and he's holding it in his house, then I wouldn't say that. I would say he has to give it back. Why does he have to give it back? So Rashi explains very beautifully. The whole din of Kavan Ramine means if the person is entitled to, so to speak, two separate Einshim, like the Chil Shabbos and the Geneva. Or over here, he gets the two Einshim, one Abom Machteris, that he's the Ganef coming for money, Ein Leidom, because he wants to shoot and kill somebody, so he's a potential Reitzeach. And then, of course, the stuff that he stole, that happens to be another form of Tashlum, that you have to go and give it back if you broke it. However, says Rava, if the Kelim are still intact, that he has to go and pay him back, it's not because this is a tashlumen, that this is an oynish. The reason why he has to give him back, because it's ke'en pikodon, that somebody else is holding my pikodon. This person who came to Machteres, he said, I haven't gotten paid as a shomer for many years. I'd like to be a shomer for this pikodon, and therefore he takes a whole bunch of kelim. Of course, I am joking, naturally. But the point is that the person took a bunch of kelim. None of them were broken. The reason why you have to return them is not because it's a form of tashlumen. You have to return it because it's not yours, and you're holding it like a shoimer holds a pikod, and then you have to give it back. So that's why you have to give it back. So I would understand very well, says Rava, if the kelim are broken, so it's not that you're returning kelim, rather you have to pay compensation, reimbursement for the damage that you did. Oh, for that we have come to Rabbanei. Since he was mafkir himself with his bidomim kananu, he was willing to go and give away his life if he would be shot by the balabas. So then he's parted from the tashlum and the smaller oynish of returning the broken kelim. But if they're in the end, it's not a question of the lighter of the two oynishim. It's not an oynish, you just have to give it back because it's not yours and return it to pikadon. That's what Rava said, Mistabra, that would be logical. But I swear that Amar Rav, Afilin Notal, even wow, if the kelim are intact, where does Rav take this from? To yesh leidom v'nenzu chayov. What happens if a yesh leidom? Yesh leidom means that it is the father on the son, and therefore there is no din of coming rabbinate, because the son has no right to kill the father. He knows the father is not coming for blood; he's coming for money. Leidomim tati mashlan. So Gemara says Afilin Notal to yesh leidomim. Yesh leidom means he has the right to live, and therefore there is no kamen raminei. V'nemtzu, and if these kelim broke, what's the din chayiv? That's what we had in our Mishnah. V'machter v'shibir sachov yiz, he broke kelim. And yesh leidom is chayiv. Uh-oh, it's chayiv. So why is he chayiv? Al meshusei kaini. The reason is because when a person goes and steals something, it's as if he has kinyoni gezela, and it belongs to him. So don't talk anymore about that it's a bikodoin. By stealing it, he has now taken his rishus, and therefore he's become the new owner, so to speak. That being the case, if afterwards nensu, he's chayv, he has to go and pay, like any time that you cause oinsin to somebody else. Hachanami, in our case too, when we're talking about an einloy domim individual, rishusik kind of, by the fact that he stole it, now it's in his rishus, and therefore it's not that he's returning a pikodoin, but rather it's a form of compensation, that just like he could have taken away your life, he took away your kelim, now you gotta go and return them. However, because of the komli b'drabine principle, that you can only be manish somebody once and not twice, since this person was entitled and authorized to receive misa, that's why he doesn't have to go and pay mamon is. That's why Rav holds that even if the kelim are still extant, potter, he does not have to pay. But Rava says, Valohi, however, I respectfully disagree with Rav, even though the distance between Rav and Rava in terms of time was quite considerable, because Rav was at the end of the Tanoim period, beginning of the Amiroim period. Rava was among the last of the Amiroim. But nevertheless, Rava says, I cannot agree with Rav. Kmina Rachmana Brishusei, when the Torah Taka put in his Rishus, like the Gemara says, Al Brishusei Kaimi, they put in the Inyan Oinsin, that what, if you cause damage, then it's in your Rishus, you got to pay for it. Al Inyan Mitna Brishusei Demarayu Kaimi, just because you went and stole something, doesn't mean now it belongs to you. There's no Kinyan Gzela on its own. You have a Kinyan Gzela together with a Shinui. That's what we had back in Bava Kamma. If a person stole, for instance, fabric, and then he afterwards from the fabric he made it into a baguette, or if he took
a sheep.
If he took sheep, or if he took the wool, which at that time was
attached.
Or either attached to the back of the animals or donato neck, and then he dyed it and he processed it, or gemarta ganze shine mice, that's a different story. But just the gezel itself, he's not coined it. except for the chiyuv of ointment. He has to go and pay for any damages.
What if the Baal has Yeush, then isn't he Kone?
Yes, we're assuming over here that there was no Yeush, and therefore the question is, does he have to return it? If you say it's a Pikadoin, says Rav, of course you have to return it, and therefore if it is extant, you got to give it back. But Rav disagrees. Rav says that he was already Kone it, even without the Yeush, and even without the Shinoi Maisa. Just the fact that he went and stole it, it's now his. So that you have to give it back is not because you have to return a Pikadoin. It's a form of compensation for the damage that you did. The damage meaning that you stole it, even though it's still intact. You gotta go and pay, else an oinish. Look, since they're two oinishim, the oinish that he should have died because he's a bom machteres, and the oinish that he has to go and return it back, oh, then we have the din of kol ramina, you don't have to have that second oinish. And says Rava, I'll even bring you a similar case to show you a parallel. We did have a shoyl. It's no different than a regular shoyl. What's a shoyl? A shoyl is koin of the kli, legabi oinsim. A shoyl is in the highest standard, not only for pshia, not only for gnev aved, we have to pay for an oinis. So in that respect, we say, it's yours if the animal died, unless it's meis machmas malach, etc., all the exceptions, but under normal circumstances, the animal died, or if the kli died, the car died, whatever, then you got to go and pay for it. Does it mean that it belongs to him? Oh, it doesn't belong to him. If the car would not have died, he has to give it back a week later or whenever the lease expires. However, the Gabi Oyin said he's kind of. Oh, it's the same thing over here. Just because the Ganef stole it, if it's still intact, it did not break, it's not a question of going and returning as compensation. It doesn't belong to him. He has to go and give it back because he's like B'mechinas Shoel. He is a Shomer Pikadet. You have to give the Bikodin back. And now the Gemara is going to go and ask a kasha from our Mishnah. Tanah, Boma Machteres, Vishibra Sechavis. He broke the Chavis. Yesh Lo Damim means if it's a father-son situation where the father is entitled to live, you're not allowed to go and shoot him, then Chayiv. He has to go and pay for the damage to the Chavis. Ein Lo Damim, however, if it's a regular, normal Boma Machteres, we have the right to go and shoot him, but... Now notice that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Shibra Sachavis, time of the Shibra. Tachi ein lo damim, then he's potter. Ha notel, what happens if he just stole the item and it's still intact in the home of the Ganef? Loi, smash in such a case, he would be chayev. Is the Chakasha on Rav? The Rav says it's only by the Shviras Kelim he's potter. However, no, the Rav says that even by thank you. The Rav says even by Natila's came, even if it's still in extent, you are potter. From our Mish, it sounds like it's potter, Tafka, if it broke, if it's Shibra, it's a Chavis. Everybody want to learn. Who are in the Afilo, Notel, Nami? The same thing applies even to Notel. No difference. I want to katoni Shibra, it's a Chavis. So why does the Mish talk about Shibra? Not in the case of the Ein Leidomim. He's talking about Kamashal and the Gabi Ki, Yeish Leidomim. Even in the father-son situation, where you're not allowed to go and shoot. Then Avagav the Shibra Nami, even though he went and broke it, he is Chayov. Frey Timura, since we're talking about that it's Yeish Leidomim, meaning that the father, you had no right to go and shoot. Why not? Because you know for sure he's not going to go and shoot you. So there's no Kamdramine approach over here. Do you know why he's Chayiv? Pshita, Maziku. After all, he's no better, no worse than any other Mazik that takes your Kalim and breaks it.
Right, which is the Nizik.
Well, which is a Mazik, which is a Nizik. Now you're starting to talk about Dinim of the Baba Kama. But here we're talking about that he was Mazik. Somebody comes into your house and he doesn't steal. Rather, what he does is he goes and takes all your pots and pans and throws them on the floor and they all break or something like that. He's a Mazik. He has to go and pay. So, Ibazoi, that's what this guy, this Bob Machteris, did. The father, unfortunately, he came in to go and steal, and either on purpose or by accident, Shibra Sachav, he's got to pay, he's like a Mazik. So what's the Chiddush then? So, therefore, it should, by the fact that it says only Shiber, and it doesn't tell us the din of Natal, that with the end, sounds like only Keba Shibra Ken. So, Kimono, Hokamashal, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, Tafilish Leiber Kavana, that the Bob Machteris is coming in the middle of the night. There is no light, so by accident he knocked over a couple of chavis at a nice, beautiful vase, Persian vase from 500 years ago, which is really worth a lot of money, etc., etc. Officially, kavana, he's also chayiv to go and pay. Pray to more muscle top. My kamashan that other mudla oilan a person always have to go and pay for his hezik. Tonina, we learned this many years ago. A person is a mazik, is a mu'ud. You always gotta pay. So again, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The chiddush of the Mishnah is going to tell you only by shviras kelim and not by a case of nadal. So Gemara, Tasha, you have a nice deal. I mean, it's not 100% because Mishnah could be lav dafka, but what you're saying makes a lot of sense. It's taka shver on this pshat. So what's the big barabai? We discussed this case a little bit early, a few minutes ago. Hagoyin of kiss b'shabbos. Somebody is stealing somebody else's kiss. Kiss is normally defined as a wallet. In this case, it's probably more like a pocketbook because somewhere elsewhere says that it had a ritzua attached to it and he schlepped it out, as you'll see. Hagoyin of kiss b'shabbos. A person stole the other guy's wallet, purse, whatever on Shabbos. He's chayiv. He's chayiv to go and pay back. Why is he chayiv? After all, why don't he have a kumli ben raminei? He's violating Shabbos, and he's violating the Hilchos Gezeila. Says the Mishnah, Shar Nischai B'gneiva Koinim Shiyov L'Day Isra Shabbos. What is it referring to? This is talking about a person that after he took the kiss, he picked it up, and he made a hagba.
A kinyan.
Even before the gaba called him up for hagba, he went and picked up the kiss. As soon as you make a hagba, hagba is koinim b'chol mokoyim, even b'shus ha-nignav, and therefore it belongs to him, immediately. He hasn't been over on an Isra Shabbos yet. Isra Mukta, yeah, okay. Money is Mukta Shabbos. But he's not been over an Isra Diaraisa. That would be Machayev, a din of Skila, a din of Misa. So you don't have a common Rabbinah. And therefore says the Mishnah, I'm going to kiss for Shabbos. And he did Hagba, Chayv, and Chayvig Neva, Koidim Shiob the day Isra Shabbos. It wasn't the Idna, it wasn't simultaneously. So therefore, Yechayv on the Neva. Subsequently, he's chayiv on the Isra Shabbos, and he's going to have to go, he or his Yoshim will have to go and pay. Not only are we going to go and kill him for being over Shabbos, he has to pay for the kiss that was stolen. But that's only if he made Hagba. What happens when you megar v'yotzei? That means that he was schlepping the kiss on the ground. And again, the Imam Ksuba says, it's talking about Lemushel, that there was a ritzua, there was a strap attached to it, like you would find by a woman's handbag, for instance. So therefore, he is schlepping it on the ground. As long as he's schlepping on the ground, he didn't go and make a hagbah. So even though he made a mashicha, mashicha is not koina in the rishus of the nignav. It has to be either in his own rishus or in a simta. Exactly, we learn back in Bava Kamba Metzia, all of these wonderful halachas. But getting back to our Gemara now, so Megar Viyotze, if he's just schlepping it, he's patur from having to pay. Why? Because his final schlep was over the threshold of the Nignav's house, into Rishus Rabbah, and eventually into his own Rishus, and therefore, once he's going from Rishus to Rishus, now he's over on the Isser Hoitza on Shabbos. Shari Isser Gneva, the Isser Skila, Ba'in Kiyachat. The Isser Gneva, Ba'in Isser Skila are now happening simultaneously. We have the famous rule of Kamer Amina Yon Chayiv on the bigger and not on the smaller. So, what do I see from all of this? What I see from this is that, yeah. Yes. You're talking about tomorrow morning? Yeah. Thank you very much. Good. So the Isser Gneiva, the Isser Skila, Ba'in Kiyachat, and therefore the person is going to be potter on the kiss. Says the Gemara, just like we said, Kamen Raminei, why don't we say over here, also Kamen Raminei? The kiss over there was intact. We're saying he doesn't have to go and pay back. Why? Because Isser Shabbos, the Isser Skila, Ba'in Kiyachat. He's potter from going to pay. So say the same thing over here, that if it's extant, then he should be potter from having to go and give back the kli. So you're going to say that's not what Rav holds. So Rashi said the kasha is not a Rav, the kasha is on a Rava. Rava said, I respectfully disagree with Rav, and if it's notal, v'loy shiber, chayiv, he has to go and give it back because it's no different than any other pikadoin that you have to give back. Here too, he should have to go and give back the kiss. So even though we're going to go and give misa to the ganav, because of the fact that he was Mechal Shabbos, but you have to go and give back because it's bad, it's like a pikun. Return it! So the Chayda Shtarka Kasha on Rava. Everybody, the Hilchasa de Shadonu bin Nahara. The Hilchasa means that Rava interprets the Mishnah that it's talking about a situation that after the Ganav stole the kiss, he threw it into the river. And therefore, although it's still intact, but there's no way of getting to it because it's in the bottom of the river, bottom of the ocean. We're going to send three deep sea divers, but they're not going to find it, and therefore, in that case, you do not have to go and return it. It's like a shiber esakelim type of situation. I can't give back the pikadon because the pikadon is in the bottom of the river, nobody knows where it is. You cannot retrieve it. So therefore, in such a case, it would not be potter. But if it would be be'er, then a body would be chayv according to Rava. as if he was a shoel on this pikavet. And the Gemara tells us a brief story. Rava ignivu lei dichri b'machtarta. There was a machtaris where Ganovim came in and they stole dichri. Dichri, says Rashi, means elim. That means male rams. Then after that, they decided to change their mind. And Adrina Nilay, and they returned the rams. Now, had Rava realized that they were stealing in that machteris, then he could have, should have, would have, according to our halacha, taken out a knife, taken exactly lethal force, and he would be able to go and kill him, because you're allowed to go and kill a bomb machteris. Need not shim soifer, like the Gemara, like the Mishnah said. So he could have. And then, if that's the case, then according to Rav, you don't have to return the elim, because it's a commonly bedraminate situation. According to Rava, you would have to return the elim, because it's like a shoil, it's like a pikadon, and you have to give it back. So Kimura, Veloy Kibleno, Rava said, I'm not taking them back. Rava Lishitasoi should have said, yes, they have a chiv to give it back, but it's my elim, the Baruch Hashem, they're still intact, they didn't die, no shibris akenim, give it back. Yet Rava didn't take it. Why didn't he take it? Nothing mipumidav, since the holy Rav had said that the Ganovim do not have to return the Dichri because of Kamin Ramine, he told him you can go and keep it. But nevertheless, they wanted to go and return it. Why wouldn't he go and take it back?
You want to go against what Rav said. Rav said that he owned it. The Ganovim owned it. So therefore, there's no obligation to return it.
And therefore?
And therefore, they can keep it. And so he didn't want to take it.
Why do you want to take it? Because Zoynei Matanois Yechya, since according to Rav, Taka belongs to them, don't give me any presents. You hold on to it. I'm not going to go and take it. That's what we're saying here by the shir.
I'm not the shir.
Boy, but what
is that? Yeah, what's okay?
To me, it's so it's behind. We say Adanim Adam Dino Lanafsho.
Yeah.
Should take it to somebody has someone's property.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says you go and take
self-help measures.
You're right.
Yeah.
Here, you're saying you can't.
I didn't say anything. According to Rav, the Shitasa, you could have taken it back without any problem. According to Rav, Rav would have said, you have no chiv to give it back to me. You want to, you know, we'll talk about it, but you have no chiv. So Rav wanted to go and uphold Rav. He was up there.
Why are we saying chayv and putzer is referring to the Karen? Why don't we say chayv and putzer referring to the Kefo? But of course the Karen should be. I mean, that's how I would have understood it, that chayv putzer refers to Kefo or other Knossos, and Karen Be'en, it's intact.
What you're asking is Akasha Famasa. That's not what the story was. Okay. He wanted to give back the Elam, and he said, I'm not taking the Elam, not the first ones, and not the Kefal. Ichnem Gornish. Hov and Ofi Mepu Mei Derach. Talk to you more about it. Ton Rabban. We have an Ebraiso. Ein Loi Domim Im Zorcha Shemish Olov. So we spoke about the fact that the Pasuk is written poetically. It's not really intended to be understood literally. And what's the Zimzor HaShemesh Olav? If it's crystal clear that he didn't come for the fascists, he only came from Mominus, then you have no right to go and shoot him. Now, the Gemara is going to repeat that now in this Brisa, but we're going to have two Brises, both of which are going to tell us this Klal Zimzor HaShemesh Olav, that it's crystal clear. The question is, what's the crystal clear? Is it crystal clear that he's an Av Al Haben, and he's not going to come for Din Nefashis? Or is the other way around? It's crystal clear that it's somebody else, and he is coming for Nefashis. And there's going to be a Nafkimina Legabe the Stoma, if it's not crystal clear. As you'll see. Tanabai. Ein Loi Domim. What's the Ein Loi Domim? A regular Bava Machteris. You don't have to worry about his blood. You can shoot to kill. Im Zor Hashem Isholov, if it was crystal clear. Frey Timora. I don't understand the Lashon HaPasik. Im Zor Hashem Isholov, V'chi Hashem Isholov B'vod Zorcha. When the sun shines, Baruch Hashem, it shines for the whole world. It doesn't shine for me, it doesn't shine for you, it shines for everybody. Ella, the pshat in the pasuk is, Im boru l'cha adomer kishemesh, if it's crystal clear to you, like the sunlight, she'ein lo yisholem imcha, meaning that this person has no special favor and peace with you, he's a regular individual who's stealing b'machteres, then okay, you have every right to go and shoot him. But that's if it's crystal clear. If you have any sfeikos, if he's coming with a gun, without a gun, with the intent of killing or not, says the Braisa al Targir, then you'd have no right to go and kill. The only right to Bab Machter is if you know crystal clear. If you have a Safik, al Targir. The tiny Idach is just the opposite. In Zor Hashemish Olav Domim Loi, that it's crystal clear that it's your father, and you know for sure that he's not going to shoot, then Domim Loi, you have to allow him to live and not to shoot him. Again, the Gemara starts off, Hashemish Olav Bavon Zorcha, Ela in Baruch Hashemish, Yesh Loi Sholem Imcha, like a father son situation, Al Targit, then you're not allowed to go and kill him. Zimlav, however, if you don't know, you have a Safik Hargir, then you are allowed to go and shoot. So I have a steer between the two brises. Because the two brises are going mikotze ele kotze. The first one says that I know for sure, bar l'chak Hashemesh, that he's going to go and shoot you. You're allowed to shoot back, or you're allowed to shoot first. But if you're not sure, I'll tell you, don't do anything. Second brise says the opposite. We're going for the other extreme. If I know for sure that he's not going to go and kill me, why? Because it's my father. What's it then? Then I'll tell you, then you're now allowed to go and shoot first. However, if you don't know, then you're allowed to go and shoot. Oh, so you see, in the first brice, if you don't know, I'll targive. In the second brice, if you don't know, argue. It's a kasha stoma, stoma. The stoma means the stoma when it's not borer l'cha. Are you allowed to? You're not allowed to. The chayes tira. Tumaloi kasha. Finish there. Kan ba'avu l'ben. Kan ba'ben al ho'av. What does that mean? Kan ba'ben al av. Kan ba'avu l'ben. Top rashi. Avu ba'avu l'ben. B'machteres. Misafik al yergeu. B'noi. Even if the son says, you know, my father and I, we haven't been on such good terms. We haven't spoken for the last 20 years. So I really don't know what his sentiments are to me. Says, Argimor devadi rachmi avala benoi. Vafiluhu matzal mamoinoi lo yehargeu. The son has no right to go and shoot. Hilkoch domim loi. That's what the pasuk says. Domim loi is entitled to retain his blood. Ad shivonu lecha kishemesh uachzori alecha v'seinacha. Unless you know Barur that this father, unfortunately, is a cruel person. He's already killed 50 people in his life. And therefore, it's unlikely that he's going to have the same rachmonis that the typical father has for a son, because unfortunately the father himself is a terrorist. He's already killed a whole bunch of people.
Because he's sensitive. Very good. You have emotion to him.
Exactly. Very good, Shkayach. You should come more often. You're really adding
I
so much.
I wish I come. I feel good. I come more often.
You can imagine how we feel good. But that's Avabal Ben. The other way around, Ben Allah Av. The Koshkein Inish the Alman, certainly somebody that has no relationship whatsoever. You have a Shalor Gemi Safek. The Vadi Adaita Dahochi Asa. He avada came chasusholim for nefashis. Why? Like the Gemara said before, the kaimis leili ape. If you're going to go and stand up and confront him and say, "Why are you stealing? Don't you know that you're being over lav in the Torah? It's terrible what you're doing." What is he going to do? Kotelcha. He's going to say, "Bang bang." Unless you know for sure, like the shemesh, crystal clear. Shu rachmoni alecha ki av al ha.
Rashi's indicating it pretty clearly that what? most indescript or anonymous people you should consider as
hostile.
Exactly. That's what we have. Amish says.
The Gemara's only talking about ben av al ha'bein.
Yes, that's correct.
But Rashi, at least with Rashi, is he saying
Kolskin inish the alma? Exactly.
Inish the alma. You should.
You should assume he's coming for the fascists, and therefore you're allowed to shoot.
Ben al av.
Very good, good, good. Talk more about him. Omar Rav. So Rav says now, although we keep on talking about Al Haben, because that is the classic situation, the paradigm of someone that's going to have Rachmanis, but it doesn't have to be. So Omar Rav called Osi Alai b'machtarta. If somebody would come to me b'machtaris in the middle of the night, and I would hear that he's tunneling in, he's trying to go and steal, katul nalei, I would shoot him. Labar, with the sole exception of May Rav Chanina bar Shila. He wouldn't go and shoot Chas V'Shalom. Thank you for my time. What's the reason why? Ilay Mishum the Tzaddik, he's a great Tzaddik, and he would never go and shoot the Rav Chanina, the great Tzaddik. Hakasi Machtarta. A great Tzaddik is an ish if he's tunneling under your house to go and burglarize it. Hello. Rather, what Rav meant is Mishum the Kimli Begavei, the Merachim Alai Kirachim Av Al Haben. Says Rav, I know Rav Chanina bar Shila so well. And so many times in his life, he's done me favors and he's had rachmonis for me. And when I was in the hospital, he stayed with me as an aide 24 hours a day. And when I had problems with money, he lent me money. He loves me and I love him, and there's such a strong connection. If he came to Machteres Chas V'Shalom, I would never shoot him, because I know for sure he would never shoot me. He's been so kind and so gracious and so compassionate to me, etc.
Even Rav Kahana didn't come into Machteres that time, he hid under the bed.
That's good. I told you, even when I have to know what's going on. Turn it around. Okay, so now we have the difference between domim loy and ein dom, ein loy dom. Domim loy means again that he has the right to go and live. It's an aval ben. Don't shoot. That's bein mechol bim Shabbos. Makes no difference whether it's during the week or whether in Shabbos that he was bom and machteres. We'll see what that means in a moment. And the Brisa continues, ein loy domim. However, if ein loy dom, if he has no right to live, you have the right to go and shoot him. Bein mechol bim Shabbos. Bishlam ein loy dom bein mechol bim Shabbos. Itzrich. The Brisa has to go and say both chol and Shabbos. So what happens if Bezdin wants to execute someone on Shabbos? Are they allowed to? They're not allowed to. Why? We already discussed this earlier on the Sechta, because it said in the Pasuk Savaro Eish Bechol Moish Veisechem B'yoyim HaShabbos, and I don't need to say Bechol Moish Veisechem. It's not a mitzvah that totally Be'ara. It's nothing to do with mitzvah Tuliyas Be'aret. It's on the person, and therefore, what difference is it's on the gavra, not on the land. So that being the case, why did Torah say b'chol moish v'seichem? So I learned another moish v'seichem that you have to go and put up a court system b'chol moish v'seichem. Wherever you live, you have to have courts. Ah, so I learned one from the other, Svar Eish, that don't kill somebody on Shabbos, even though you're going to execute him on Sunday or Monday, but don't do it on Shabbos. Also, if that's the case, since this person, who is the Baal HaBos of his house, he's using self-help remedies, which in a sense are derivative of the remedy of a Bezdin to go and kill someone, he has the right, the Torah authorizes him to go and kill someone. So I would think that just like the Bezdin can't go and execute on Shabbos, I also don't have a right to go and execute on Shabbos. And therefore, if the Ganav comes to Machteres on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to kill him. Kamash Malon Dekalin. We have to go and tell him, don't come today, come back tomorrow. Mutzi
Shabbos. Exactly.
Come back tomorrow night. Mutzi Shabbos. We'll talk about it then. So I thought, Kamash Malon Dekalin. No, he has the right to kill even on Shabbos. Okay, so that's a chiddush. That's why we need to have that shit on the price. El domim loy bein b'chol b'shabbos. What means domim loy? In a case where he's not allowed to go and shoot the bom machteres because it's crystal clear that it's his father or someone like Rav Chanina bar Shila Terav, so then I'm not allowed to go and shoot. So why does it go and tell us bein b'chol b'shabbos? Hashem b'chol lekalin and madach during the week I'm not going to b'shabbos iboy dachavad on Shabbos. I can't kill him during the week. I can't kill him on Shabbos. Rav Sheishin leinitzuch elafakech olav esagal. The chiddush of the price is fakert. What happens if this ganav, where it's crystal clear to you that he happens to be friendly with you, like a av al haben, not only you're not allowed to go and shoot him, what happens if he's tunneling in the tunnel and the tunnel starts to collapse on top of him? And then you say, it's somebody, I'm rachmunis on Yishma Yisrul, I can't, I'll chas yishol, I'm going to die here under this gal. Even though normally you wouldn't be able to mafakeh as a gal, he deserves to die as the cha. No, that's the chiddush of the brayse, and on Shabbos you're allowed to go and remove all the debris to go and save the life of this lovely Baba Machteres. Tanubat, now we focus on the pasuk again. It says v'hukav ameis. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Machteres yimotzi aganav v'hukav ameis. What means v'hukav ameis? V'huka b'chol adam. Rashi says it doesn't say v'hika, that the nignav, that the victim of this burglary has a right to. Anybody has it. V'huka b'chol adam. And the reason is because Igmar is going to say shortly he's like a roidif. A roidif, someone who's pursuing somebody else to go and kill him. You tell him, you're not allowed to do that. And he says, I'm doing it anyway. Then you have even a third party is allowed to go and shoot the roidif.
It's an important point with the roidif.
Right.
Because if with the roidif, you can't kill before he do the crime.
Exactly right. Shkoyach. It's Tanu Rabbanan, v'huka b'chol adam. Anybody has the right to go and kill him, not only the Baal HaBos. Umeis b'chol mishat yochel hamisai. You don't have to start saying, well, what is he chayv? Is he chayv skiv or sreif erik b'chenech? Should I go and kill him by this one? Any way that you can go and kill him, kill him. It's vishloim v'huka b'chol adam itzrich. So kadait chamin the Baal HaBos. Hu dekim li de'ein odam mamet atzmel mamayna. The whole reason for the heter is because the victim of this burglary is not going to be mamal. Why not? He has the right to go and shoot first. Aval achiloi, the other person who's a third party, he doesn't own this house, he doesn't own these chafetzim. Maybe he has no right to go and shoot. Kamashim on the roidifol, aval achinami. Okay, that's a big chiddush. El umeis. B'chom mitzvah yochel hamisoi. Lomali, what do I need the pasuk over here by the bom machteres? Miroi tseyach nafka. By every roitzeach. What do you mean by every roitzeach? The sign you said in the Braisa, Mois Yumas Hamake Roitzeach Hu. What's the double lashon Mois Yumas? It would be enough to go and say, Mois Hamake Roitzeach Hu, or Yumas. With the double lashon, you're not going to kill him twice. So what do you need the double lashon? So we have this Gemara already before. It comes to tell you, only by the person that, if you can go and administer the misa that a Ritzeach is supposed to get. What does a Ritzeach get? He gets Sayef. He gets Herik. What happens if you cannot go and kill him Beherik? Why not? Says Rashi, two possibilities. Number one, he was a Mechashev. Anybody remember anything about a Mechashev? And therefore he flew away based on Kishev or something like that. And therefore you cannot reach him with a sword. Or, as you said, that he fled and now he's, let's say, on the other side of a river. He's on a boat. And there's no way you can reach him. So, what's the minayin? Shimiyati yochel ha-misa b'misa k'subay shatarot shoy la-misa b'chol misa sh'at yochel la-misa. Meaning, says Rashi, if you can't get him with a sword, so then you go and shoot an arrow, or in modern days you go and shoot a gun bullets. To go and, a bullet to go and kill. How do you know that's permissible? Tam aloyim ha-moyisim ha-smikol mokoy. Ah, so Ibrazoi, I already have this drosha that you're allowed to be memeimis b'chol misa sh'at yochel ha-misa as a backup option. So why do I need this over here? By the case of Bob Machteres. So Gemara Shani Yosh Mekra Mois Yumas. There it says twice Mois Yumas, a special din. And therefore, I might have thought that it's only over there. Here it says Mois Yumas. Here it doesn't say Mois Yumas, it's just Vahuk of a Mace. I might have thought that, no, therefore the pipes must have to tell you, no. Here the same halach applies, just like the case of the Ritzach. Why don't you say that it's a binyan av? Since the Torah was megale in one mokai, that if you can't go be memis with the misa k'suva by, then you go and do with any misa called misa. So then you So tell you what. What is this?
It's a
Rashi. Oh, very good. What else is he different about? What else? Whether you can makish kolter smicha,
the smicha except the dvar. We don't.
So Rabbi Yehuda was a very special individual in both of those.
He's a chassid.
Chassid.
It's either Rabbi Yehuda by.
Oh, that's a different story. Chau chassid. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Shkoyach. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, what's is there? Itzeh for girl adam sheksum v'yechod. So the Gemara, we had this already before the Gemara. Morris said that normally you would say in the Torah you follow what it says in the Torah, literally. Therefore, by Ritzeach, we have an exception to the rule. It says, no, even though normally you have to do Sayif, Mois Yumas to tell you that if you can't go and do the normal Misa, you can do a B'chol Misa. Okay.
I have it for Shabbos, but tomorrow you wanted it.
I have tomorrow also.
Good. Anyway. So therefore, by Ritzeach, the Torah revealed to us that even though, how do you kill a Ritzeach? It's Besayov. However, Mois Yumas come to tell you that if you can't go and give the Misa Ksubai, you go and give Mechol Misa at Yochel Misa. Similarly, by Goy Ladom. The Goy Ladom, it says that if a person went to the Ir Miklot, and then when nobody was looking, he fled from the Ir Miklot, then if you tell the Goy Ladom, he has the right to go and kill him when he leaves Ir Miklotai. What happens if there is no goyel adam? Because the person that was killed left no children, left no brothers.
Agir, let's say.
Agir. Okay, very good. So who's going to go and do it? So the Bezna has a right to appoint a goyel adam and say, you, Mr. Executioner, we heard that this Ritzeach ran away from the Ir Mikla, you have a right to go and shoot him.
How did the coin pass away? The coin does much.
If the Kohen Gadol passes away, he gets free. Yes. Very good, very good. But here the Kohen Gadol, Baruch Hashem, is alive and kicking. He's not dying. Therefore, that person had no right to leave the Ir Miklat. The Bezdin can go and appoint a Goyel Adam. But the Torah doesn't say anything about an appointee. The Torah talks about a Goyel Adam. Ah, see, there's a backup option that the Torah allows that you can have the Bezdin appoint a Goyel Adam. Ah, so I have two cases now where the Torah gives backup options which don't say Beferish in the Torah. Number one, that if you can't go and give the normal Misa, give Mechol Misa Shati Yochel. And number two, if you don't have a Goyel Adam, you can appoint a Goyel Adam. So since I have Shtei Ksum of Yechel, Ein Malamdin, that's why you have to have a special Pasuk over here, by the Bo Machteres, Umeis, Mechol Misa Shati Yochel Amisai. If you can't go and kill him by the sword, you kill him with some other means, it's fine. Okay, turn about. Machteres, it's in Bo Machteres. Feit my Eliel Machteres. What happens if a person comes to steal? He didn't come by tunneling under the building, but rather he went to the fire escape, to the roof, and now he's crawling down and he finds that there's an open window somewhere, and he opens the window and he comes in. What's the din there? Are you also allowed to go and shoot to kill? Minayim, tamaloyimar, imam achberes yimotze haganef. Yimotze means he is found, b'loshen nifal. Anywhere you find him, doesn't have to be machteres, can even be gal chatzer chafifa.
If he goes gal chatzer chafifa, then it's only the one that he's over Isser Shabbos, because those are not If you bring, you know, derech, if you, right, didn't we have a thing in Masechet Shabbos? If you bring something derech Gog and Karfeith, it's not considered
Hotzah. Yeah, but it's, if he goes and kills somebody, it's considered to be Ratzicha.
Okay.
And if he's stealing, then you have the right to go and kill him. But Machtes.
It's like the Kumer Dravine we had about Isser Shabbos is stealing the kiss.
I understand what you're saying. But this would not apply to the Gog and Chatzir Karfeith kiss. Good. Is Rokhti Moore Tavolim, what's a gun of Mikol Mokon? Mikol Mokon, anywhere you find it, doesn't have to be in the basement, you can go and find them on the roof, is the same thing. In other words, like the Orcha de Ara. Yeah, exactly. Most Ganovim, they go and tunnel under, they don't come from the roof, and that's a very rare situation. Ah, so that's why the Torah is talking about the normal Steiger, the normal Derech Bnei Yad. Tani Idach, I have another bright that starts off the same way, but ends off differently. Machteres in the Machteres Ganga to me. We nah in Tamalim. What's he got? Me come more coy. Came Matamalim Machteres. Why did I tell the Machteres? Machtar toy Zui Hasra Osoy. Which means you do not have to give him Hasra. If he is tunneling under the building and to go and make such a burglary, you don't have to either aid them or the Balbas or anybody else. So that's a mystery. You know what you're doing. Chasr Shalom, you're going to be Oyvan Isser, not only of Gzela, but a type of Isser that you could be forfeiting your life. You don't have to tell him that. Why don't you have to tell him that? Because the Gemara already said in the Amar Aleph, right after the Mishnah. Everybody knows that if you're tunneling under the other person's property, the other person is not going to say, oh, Shalom Aleichem, kum tarein. I'd like to go and offer you a coffee. Would you like to have some cake? What's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to say, what are you doing here? Bang, bang. You have the right to go and kill him first.
We had earlier that the by a Ben Noach, his execution, a Dayan Echad,
etc.
And no Hasra needed. So since most of the world are B'nai Noach,
yeah.
I mean, basically, if it's the dark and it's Machteres, it's at night, they didn't have electrical lights. Yeah.
Right.
So can't you presume this person is a Ben Noach? And therefore, on that basis, you don't need any of these limiting judicial measures.
Exactly, become a writer for the medical. Very good. Now, what's the chiddush over here? Machtar to Zuhaz Osai. So Rashi says something interesting. If a person is tunneling and he's working hard at it, and it's going to take him an hour or two or three to be able to tunnel under the other guy's basement to be able to come to his house, well, he knows that when the other balabas is hearing this tunneling and this digging and his drilling, he knows that he's going to have his kitchen knife with him, and he's going to have his chalemesa with him, and he's going to have his gun with him. So that's the case of machtaris. However, if you're talking about gaga chatzeva chafifoy, you know how he got in? Because it was a window of opportunity. Literally. He thought he'd have to go and dig and bang and bust. He comes from the Gog and he says, hey, Baruch Hashem, the door is open or the window is open. Because nobody expects somebody to come in the middle of the night on the top of his roof and to go into the fire escape and then to go through the window. So the person left the window open at night, especially if it was hot and he wanted a little cool air. So he left it open. Then the person, since it's a crime of opportunity, because there was a window of opportunity, it's not premeditated, and therefore you would have to give him hasra. And that's why the Torah says, machteres, to tell you,
by machteres.
Only machteres. Exactly. Only machteres, no hasra.
Yes. But the window's closed, and he opens the window, he breaks the window, that's a machteres.
And the Gemara is assuming that that's not the same degree. And the Rashi gives the example of if it was open. Let's take a look at the Rashi.
First wide line,
yeah, that's Rashi. Zuma Hasra Asay. Shain, yeah, the first wide line of the Rashi. Shain Zarach Hasra Acheres, from the beginning of the line. You don't need another Hasra. Ela Horgamiyan. The Kimin Torah, who Mosa Nafshi Lachtar. He's spending time and effort. He's Mosa Nefesh. Kimin Yamasiris Nefesh. Lachtar. Adaita Hachi Asa. It was in his mind. The Koila Poy Katilmalay. If the other person is going to confront me, I'm going to go and shoot him. The Amr Toira, keep the right of who enter Hasra, Matsino Yisimanash. One sec. Two of them have to go and give him Hasra. Chazi, look, the Ka'imna Apoch, he's going to stand up, the Katilnach, he's going to go and shoot you. The Kabul of Hasra, he has to Kabul Yasra. The Yoidein, he has to go and say Yoideani. For Maskenani Oisesh, Shim Tamil, the Nang, the Aragoscha. And Bloyasra Loi. Why? Why Bloyasra Loi? The Dilma Lav Adait in the Foshes Kossi. He never had in mind to go and kill. El the Ashkach Pischo Lehedje. He saw that the door was open or the window was open. Ba'al Ol, and he went in Adait to the Koi Ba'boi Life. If the Balabos sees me and says, hey, what are you doing here? He'll say, it was cold outside and I wanted to come in for a little bit of warmth, but I see you're not happy with it. I'm going to leave. Goodbye. It was nice meeting you. And he's going to leave. Yes, sir.
If you look at the point, the one that instigates the situation is the one that come in the machteret.
Yeah.
If the guy don't come in the machteret, ganav, or don't the situation.
Okay, very good.
He instigated the situation.
He instigated it, exactly. And that's why you're allowed to go and kill him. That's it. In self-defense, you're allowed to go and shoot first. Okay, anyway, so continuing back to our Gemara. So that's why it tells about machteret. Machtar tizu asur asoy, but Rashi said, but not the others. The guy got hit. It was just crimes of opportunity. He sees the other guy is going oil kenegdai. He runs. He's not gonna. I wasn't here to go and kill myself or kill the other guy. I figured if I could steal some money or some jewelry, I'll do it. Good. So now from here to the bottom of the Amid, we're gonna talk a little bit more about the requirement or the non-requirement of hasra. Omrefuna, cotton haroidif. What happens if you have a cotton? He's only 12 years old. But he has a gun in his hand. And unfortunately, we read about in the newspapers almost every day, Nebuch, about the woke high schools and others, Nebuch, where Ketanim and Nebuch are killing their buddies or others. So Kotner, Roidif, he's a Roidif, trying to shoot somebody else. Nitzan Latzila ben Afshay. Even though normally he's a Kotner, he would not be Mechuyim Misa, because after all, he's the La Bar Mitzvah. However, Kosover, Roidif, Eina Tzorach Hasra'a. How do you see that Roidif ain't Tzorach Hasra? Leishna God of Leishna Cotton. Says Rashi, because if you had to give Hasra, Hasra means that he has a mind,
das
to understand the Hasra, and that he's supposed to be makabel on himself. Yes, I know, but Alpha Beken, I'm doing it anyway. A Cotton doesn't have enough mental capacity to understand either the Hasra or to so respond, and even if he memorized it, he doesn't really understand it, he's not mature. You don't need a Hasra by a Roidif. A Roidif, you throw the books at him, or the bullets at him, or the arrows at him, you kill him. You don't need Asra. Any sort of chidravun, or chidravun, chidravun, azeh, yotzeroi shein, noigim boi lefi shein, roitzchem, doichin, nefesh, mitnei nefesh. What is this talking about? Talking about a mother who is in labor, and unfortunately the doctors say, this is very dangerous. Chas Hashem, she could go and die. There happens to be a fetus inside the mommy. The halacha is, you are allowed to abort the child in the mommy's womb to go for the sake of the mommy. And the reason is the Gemara calls it a roidev. The baby inside is chas v'shalom, he's causing the death of the mother. Now, you cannot go and abort the child by removing the child from the womb, because then the child is born. What you have to do is, says Rashi, you have to go and kill the child
in utero.
You go and put in some
forceps or something.
Some forceps or a knife or a sword or whatever, and you kill the baby.
Sure.
Now, nobody's happy about this. Believe me, you know, everybody's terribly upset and everybody's crying, but you got to do it to go and save the mother's life. However, Yotzeroyshe, if the baby's head already is protruding and unfortunately is causing tutors for the mother, now you're not allowed to go and kill the baby. You don't have a right to go and, what does the Gemara say? Ma ro de doma shel de tzumak tvei. Maybe the dumb is an afshi so much. So you have no right to go and kill the baby, and we hope for the best. Why don't you say when the head is protruding, he's also roidif, and therefore go and kill the child because he's killing the mommy? And you don't have to go and give hasra to the baby because the baby is
not
mekabel hasra.
No, that you take a chance.
Yeah.
You have the victim and you have the cook because the ganav. No, that he take a chance if he comes in the machteret in the night, he risks his life.
Exactly right. Here we're not talking anymore about in the machteret, here we're talking about in the hospital room where the woman wants to give birth and the baby is, the head is sticking out, you have no right to go and kill the baby. The baby is a roidif of the mother. It's not that the baby is doing this intentionally. The baby is a baby. It's Kodesh Baruch Hu is causing this situation. So it's like off the charts, it doesn't fall into the normal hilchus roidif and nirdaf, can't touch the baby. Let's try to bring a rayin now to Rav Huna that you don't need to give asra by this cotton. Roidif shay roidif acher chaver leharkai. A regular roidif, not a cotton, a regular roidif, running after somebody else. So you go and tell him, the victim that you're trying to go and kill is the chayi uben brisu, and he's not a koifer. He believes in the Torah Hashem. He's not a psalm bekoidus oivet avoid zara. He's an erlechayit. But Torah Amra sheiv adam ha'odu adam yishafech. Chas shom, you're going to be killed. Amra Torah hatzil domishol zeh bedomishol zeh. You can go and save the blood of the victim by killing the roidev. Now, the person did say something to him. He said, however, we don't find in this brisa that he had to be makabel. You don't hear that the roidev says, I know what you're telling me. I learned chumash when I was a child in Cheder. I know exactly what it is. But afal biken, I'm doing it anyway. So he was not makabel the hasra. So apparently there's no din of hasra. So that's a raya to Rav Huna that says, even by a cotton, who is a roid, if you're allowed to shoot to kill, even though you can't give masra, ain't tarach asra. One second. You don't need asra. Ah, just like you don't need asra by the cotton, you don't need asra over here, is the choyra a raya. Not that he didn't give asra, he gave, but he wasn't mekabel asra. And the Gemara learns in the Havamina that this, to be an effective halachic hasra, there has to be a kabbalah asra. And the person was not mekabel. So you see, you don't need asra. Says him, oh no, here Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehudi. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehudi is a dissident, it's a das yachid in this machlek, it's a gabi asra. The son of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehudi, chover, ain't tzarech asra at all. Lefish lo yinit nasra, lehafka min shayg lemezit. And now Rashi adds, even if it's an amaret, he doesn't have to say, ani makabal olai hasra, and afal bikain, because the only purpose of asra is to go and tell the person, what you're doing is wrong. He doesn't have to say, I care, I don't care, that's enough. Ah, so therefore, contributes to Yehuda, you don't have to have the two elements of Asra, both the Masra and the one receiving the Asra saying, Afubiket, you don't need that. So therefore, you don't have a Raya to Rav Huna. In fact, Fakir, the Bryce is saying, you do have to give Asra. Rav Huna says, that's a bona fide Asra. So you don't have a Kash on Rav Huna, but you don't have a Raya to Rav Huna.
What's that last point you're saying about
Rav Yosef Yehuda says, I agree that you have to give asra, but you don't have to have the kabbalah asra.
Okay.
When you give somebody asra, you don't have to say, I know, but I'm a kabbal anyway, and then I'm a kabbal your hasra, and afu pikin, I'm going to go and shoot him, I'm going to go and kill him, I'm going to steal him, I'm going to bechal Shabbos, whatever kabbalah asra is. So Rav Yosef Yehuda says, that second element is not necessary. Therefore, hasra is sufficient just by the person warning him, even though the other person is silent and he doesn't say Afu Biken.
He doesn't respond.
So going back to that price that we just had now, so what do you see from that you do not have to have a halachic asra because the person didn't say Afu Biken? It's a harayit to Rav Huna that says you don't need a halachic asra. So you want to know? It's no right. You do need halachic asra. Rav Yosef Yehuda says that you don't need the response. All you need is the first part. With that, you are yoytze the hasra. Yes.
Good point.
Yeah, excellent point.
Rodev, Din Rodev. To save a life of a person,
yes,
you can't stop the Rodev.
Exactly.
Here it's come that the person defend himself. Oh. He come before. If he can protect a stranger, of course he can protect himself.
Yeah, Vada, you're 100% right. Very good. Toshima, next pricer, speaks out what we've been just talking about the last 2 minutes. Roidiv Shei, Roidiv Achach Chabela Harga. A regular Roidiv, running after somebody else. Amalai, Re'ei, don't kill him. Yisrael, Ezechayi, Uben Brisu. And Baruch Hashem, he's a Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. He's not Chas Shalom, Oivet Avoy Dezara. But Toyin Amal, Sheif Adam, Oad B'Lam Yofech. If you go and kill him, you are going to go and yourself going to get Saif. What is the normal reaction? The previous price ended at this point. Yes. We didn't have anything more.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, says the Roidif, Im Omer Yodea Nisha Hukain, I know that that's the halacha. Mm-hmm. I know Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch, I learned Mesech Sanhedrin, I know that Chas Shalom, I could be executed for killing the other guy. Nevertheless, this Hasra'a is not effective, he's potter. What is an effective Hasra'a? Almanas Kainani Yois, I know, but I'm going to do it anyway. Then he's chayev. Oh, so you see in such a situation that you do have to be makabel hasra. It's not enough that the person says the hasra. A full-fledged hasra is when you have both the admonition and the response.
It's very weird to have a misa. Very weird. Most people won't say, Afal b'kayin. Yes.
Mendy, what you're saying is correct, but that's the hilkos hasra. other than Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef says you don't have to respond.
The conclusion of the Gemara is say, Machtato Yatrato. When he comes in Machteret, the situation makes him automatically like a order.
Okay, we're going to be finished in about 2-3 minutes, and then you can keep on asking the kashas because we have to finish. Everybody's a little nervous to ready a little bit late. Anyway, so the Gemara says, so I see from this brisa that you do have to give a full-fledged asura. Is a shver on Rav Huna that says you don't have to give asura, like by the cotton. You don't have to give asura. The cotton doesn't understand asura anyway. But I see over here, you have to give asura. And the person says, yeah, I will begin. It's talking about that when he's screaming, the other guy is on the other side of the river. In other words, he wants to kill. The roidif is running after the nirdav, and I, the third party, who is giving to him the hasra, it's actually two Adam giving hasra, they are far away, but they have loudspeakers, so they're able to go and scream at him. So what difference does that make? There's no way that they can go and save the life of the nirdav where they are standing. So therefore, it is not your case of roidif and nirdav that you're trying to go and kill the roidif to protect them, to go to protect the nirdav. That's not our case. Because in that case, you don't need hasra, says Rav Huna. If the roidif is running after nirdav, you don't have to say a word. So why over here you have to say, since I cannot save him, what I'm doing is I'm setting it up for a trial in the near future to go and bring him into Bezdin and to say, we two Adam gave him asura and he went and killed in cold blood and therefore you should execute him. Ah, says Yomara, since it's betrayed, even not, really what's the atule, my Ika, why are they giving him asura and saying, ah, shayfet am odbe am nishafet, and why, that's Suila Beidina, my Ika, the boy, that's Suila Beidina, because they want to bring him into court tomorrow or the next week to go and shoot him and kill him. So therefore the Gemara is saying is, Rav Huna is talking about outside of Bezdin, self-help remedies. You want to go and chas v'shalom kill the guy because he's running after the nirdav. There you don't need Asra. However, if they're going to execute him based on Hilchos Bezdin mitas ha'ayiv, then you need Asra, like it says in the price. Ibo you say, no chapshat omer Rav Huna, and no di'ami ketana de machteres. The omachtar toizu hi hasra osay.
Yes.
Says Rav Huna, I learned that second brisa that we had before. Yes. Why did the Torah talk about machteres? Since the same din applies to a gaga chatzir v'kartifoy. So the Gemara said there's a fundamental difference. Rabuna. The machtarto knows that he's spending all of this time to go and tunnel under. He's going with mesiras nefesh. That if and when the other guy is going to be stand to confront him and challenge him, I'm going to go and shoot him. I didn't invest these 3-4 hours to go and say goodbye. However, if it's a window of opportunity, a crime of opportunity, that's coming from an open window, then you have to go to Masra, because he can say, I didn't want to come from the fascists. I figured the window is open, the door is open, I'll steal some money and I'll run away. Once I saw the balabas is where? I'm not going to stick around. So therefore, since Rav Huna holds Machtar Tzu, Asra Asai, that's why when you see a bona fide roidif, even if he happens to be a child, a cotton, but he has his arrows in his hand, he's going to go and shoot, you don't need to give him hasra. The fact that he is running as a roidif, that's already enough for hasra implicitly. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Zagi Zin.